Happy Tuesday, folks. It's been a few days since I landed mentally and physically from Unleashed World last week. So here's the longer write-up that I promised last week about the experience. I've long been a fan of Unleashed World, or Atrotech Europe, as it was called back in the days. Over the years, it's been growing from a relatively small conference in Amsterdam to a massive gathering in the heart of Paris. That's where we met last week. And the conference is a mix of prominent, well-known keynote speakers and more unknown speakers and panels in breakout rooms. Attending conferences, I always try to mix and match the two. You usually get surprised in the breakouts, while the keynotes are more crowd pleasers. And I mean, we all like crowd pleasers, right? This conference was no exception to this sort of general rule of thumb that I have. Noteworthy keynote speakers were Kostas Marxidas, who's a professor of strategy and entrepreneurship from the London Business School, talking about organizing your company for continuous disruption, followed by Peter Hinson, partner at Nextworks. And I've only heard about Peter Hinson's talks before, but I never listened to him. And I buckled up and enjoyed the ride because he talks fast and he has many slides. And I heard him saying in the speaker's lounge that he had 300 plus slides showing during his presentation, which only took around 30 minutes. You can just imagine the pace of how he presented those slides. Peter talked about the never normal and the challenge that comes with that, and that we need to hire people with a flexible mindset, meaning that they can adapt and learn along the way. Both of these speakers presented nothing new or revolutionary, not at all, but however, they served as great reminders about what's needed in organizations today and tomorrow. One of the speakers I looked forward to the most was Erin Myers, who, amongst other things, has written two excellent books, The Culture Map and No Rules Rules. You should really check them out if you haven't done so already. And it was fun to hear her talk sort of in real person and talk about insights and learnings from Netflix then especially. Those were the keynote speakers. On the breakout session side, two particularly stood out for me, Q from Airbnb and Danny Seals. And Q took us through the journey of how Airbnb has thought about working from anywhere. Airbnb employees can work from home or from the office and live anywhere in a country and compensation won't change. They can also travel and work around the globe. Airbnb makes sure employees have regular gatherings and meetups as well. So yeah, they've covered it all almost. And this has come with a lot of issues, and Q addressed them and gave insights to how they are solved, and how, at least some of them, how they are solving that there at Airbnb. In terms of solving these problems and the communication around it as well, they have a team working on this, aiming to make it as easy for the employee as possible. And then the team that handles this takes care of the messy backend and all the problems that comes with this. I like that approach, and I think more people should adopt that approach as well, where you have easy UX or easy way of doing it for the employee, and then we HR or whatever teams that dealing with that takes care of all the messy parts in the backend, but you solve it for the employee. I believe that to be the way forward. It was one of the best and concrete sessions I've attended at the conference, and Q should have been a keynote speaker as he gave concrete guidance on topics that many, if not all, keynote speakers talked about, but they didn't provide any further advice on. And Q gave the whole spectrum, from strategy to implementation to hurdles and how to overcome them. Great session by Q. Another great session was hosted by Danny Seals, who framed his talk around a work as a theater. The main theme was that you should put your people front and center, not view them as an audience, and involve them and treat them as essential players. He did so in a fun and engaging way by involving the audience, which makes total sense given the topics, walk the talk, and all of that. I mean, I have summarized my impressions in the video from the first day. However, some of the points in the video are worth emphasizing, especially the ones around hybrid and remote work. Going into the conference, I thought there wouldn't be such focus on this topic as it were. I thought we were a bit past the discussion and that most people should have sorted this out by now. And by that, I mean landed in the conclusion that hybrid working is the way forward. But we're still not there, and this topic will probably remain on top of mind for the foreseeable future on these type of conferences. And organizations seems to still struggle with handling all aspects of this. By this, I mean remote work. Many, it seems, are yet to decide how they will do this, both now and in the future. It's just an interesting take from all of this that was still the most talked about topic across the whole conference. But then also my dear friend Henrik Fontaine also asked a great question on the LinkedIn post about the video that asking if there were no conflicting views and discussions around remote or hybrid work. And most speakers, in all honesty, did reflect on that and acknowledging that there are pitfalls and challenges. However, to Henrik's point, no one I heard of was said like, oh, we're going back to the office 5 days a week because of this and this and that. I might have missed such statements because I wasn't attending all sessions, obviously. However, the unified view is that remote, or at least hybrid work, is the only way forward, at least as I understood it. As I said, I didn't attend all sessions, so I might have missed some. But it still would be interesting to have speakers from, for example, Tesla or H&M, who are enforcing stricter views on their workforce when it comes to this. But perhaps that's something for next year's Unleash. This year, Unleash also tested the format of roundtables. A very limited number of seats were available to each roundtable, and I hosted one with the topic of HR and the metaverse. It was widely popular, and with almost 200 people signing up for 12 spots. So people were a bit disappointed that they didn't get a seat at the table, but hey, that's the reality. That's what we had to deal with. The discussions around the table were excellent and exciting, in my view. I'm heavily biased, of course, but offering a broad view of what the metaverse might become and the implication it also brings. 50 minutes flew by lightning fast, and as said, a lot of interesting and exciting discussions. Beyond the speakers and the roundtables, the great benefit of a conference is also meeting all the new friends, after all. And I mean, discussing various topics and sharing knowledge and learnings just informally in one-on-ones. I still have to pinch myself in the arm from time to time when attending this conference that here I am discussing HR with some of the brightest people on the planet. And it's such a treat to be able to meet all these people. Did I lack anything on the conference? Well, I did. There was almost no talk about Web3 and blockchain. To my knowledge, my session was the only one around metaverse. I know the jury is still out on many of these technologies, but it's essential to start talking about them now, I believe. We will inevitably meet sellers or other people selling on the hype, and we need to be able to separate the good and valuable products and features from the bad. We also need to talk more about ethics and stop catching up on these trends. We could try being in front of the hype curve for once, at least. That would be my wish for next year. More focus on future-looking technologies, but perhaps we're not there yet. Suppose you are arranging a conference and you need a speaker on these topics and feel like, hey, you should really start talking about Web 3.0 or blockchain or metaverse. Well, in that case, I'm always happy to host a discussion or a session or a talk about these topics, the metaverse, Web3, and blockchain. Feel free to reach out if you're putting together a conference and you need a speaker on those topics. One thing I lacked as well was Swedes. There should be more Swedes on Unleash World. And Mark, who's the CEO of Unleashed, he has promised a good deal for next year. I look forward to meeting more fellow Swedes in Paris next year, piggybacking on that great deal. Of course, I'll be back with more details when we get closer to next year. But bookmark 17th, 18th of October next year. And I'll see you in Paris next year, but I'll see you at Full Stack HR next week.